USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say the alleged shooter at an Independence Day parade north of Chicago planned the attack over many weeks. Lake County, Illinois Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the 21-year-old shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd.
During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Covelli adding over 70 rounds were fired, and the rifle was purchased legally in Illinois. President Biden is paying tribute to four Army veterans of the Vietnam War, Biden awarding four medals of honor during a White House ceremony Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Groundbreaking photos are set to come from the Webb Telescope in 1 week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured.
Former NFL wide receiver Demaryius Thomas suffered from stage 2 CTE toward the end of his life. The former Denver Broncos star died last year after a seizure caused by complications from injuries he suffered following a 2019 car crash. Thomas's family told the New York Times he had suffered from memory loss, paranoia, and isolation, all of which are symptoms of CTE. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Amazon rainforest is being deforested by a record amount so far this year. That's according to Brazil's Space Research Institute. Data from the group's satellites show just under 1,500 square miles of forest were lost between the start of the year and June 24th. An advocate for prison reform is being pardoned by a governor.
California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a pardon to Sarah Cruzan. She's a victim of teen sex trafficking who spent nearly 2 decades in prison for killing her abuser. Cruzan was 16 when she was tried as an adult. She was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in 1995 for killing George Gilbert Howard as he tried to sexually assault her. Cruzan's sentence was commuted to 25 to life by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2010, only to be resentenced 3 years later to a term of 19 to life. That was followed by her release after serving 18 years by then-Governor Jerry Brown. Cruzan has since become a national advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas death row inmate is asking for a delay in his execution so he can donate a kidney. Ramiro Gonzalez is scheduled to die by lethal injection later this month. His attorneys said a University of Texas transplant team found the 39-year-old Gonzalez to be an excellent candidate for donation because of his rare blood type. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.